This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn.
If March Madness doesn't mean basketball to you, but instead something that describes what it takes to figure out what to do this weekend, we are here to help. I'm here with our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. It can be so hard to figure out what to do when there are so many options. And we've got some great ones this week. Let's start with film. We've got not one, but two film festivals in town this week. The Israeli Film Festival is back through April 7th at various venues around town, and we'll have a schedule of films on our website at whyy.org/things to do. And the Women's Film Festival, which was dreamed up in a West Philly restaurant bathroom, is now in its fifth year. It's also at various venues, and you can buy passes for the entire festival or for individual screenings. It showcases the work of female filmmakers, mostly in short films and some features, from around the world, and it's happening through March 23rd.
Whoa. Back up. Back to the bathroom. What happened in the bathroom?
So the two co-founders met. You know the way women, you're washing your hands, you're at the mirror, they started talking, and they conceived of this Women's Film Festival.
Yeah, conceived can be misconstrued.
They actually did meet in the bathroom, and that's really how the festival came about.
Are there other events that are women-focused this weekend?
Well, we know girls run the world. And you know how we know that? Because Beyonce said so.
Oh, that song has become, it's become a rally cry.
And you can't argue with Beyonce. So there's a girls' rally at City Hall on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The authors of the popular series Dork Diaries will be there along with other speakers. And if you get there early, we're told the first 100 girls will get some freebies. The rally itself is free, but you must register in advance.
Tanya, what about music? Who is in town this week?
Remember Jones?
Who's Jones?
Remember Jones is the front man, actually, for an R&B band known for their big band style. They've released two albums of their own music, but are now performing the entire 2006 Amy Winehouse album, Back to Black, on their current tour. Such a great album. Such great songs.
The late Amy Winehouse, such a great talent, a tragic story. They're going to do the whole album?
They are going to do all 17 tracks of Back to Black, and they're going to do that at the Queen in Wilmington, Delaware, on Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. They're bringing a 12-piece band and some special guests, so look out for that.
All right. Who else is in town?
There's a cool duo from Austin called Tritonal, who straddles the dance, pop, house, trance genres. So it's got an EDM and electronic music up in there. And they've just released a new album called You and Me. They'll be at the Franklin Music Hall on Friday at 8 p.m. Now remember, that's the old Electric Factory.
What have you seen that's just right for kids to do this weekend?
Diggerland. Do you know about Diggerland?
You've got all sorts of surprises for me this week.
Diggerland is opening for the spring season. It's a construction amusement park in West Berlin, New Jersey. So you can ride on a reconfigured demolition dumpster or on other construction-related rides. Drive a tractor, operate a forklift, or you can zip line or use their climbing wall and safely unleash your child's inner Alex Honnold. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. through the weekend.
So you're making me wonder, who's Alex Honnold?
Alex Honnold is the guy who was the subject of the movie or documentary Free Solo that just won an Oscar this year. He is a free climber, which means he climbs without ropes or protective equipment, and his documentary just debuted on the National Geographic channels.
Okay, Tanya, now we've been waiting for this weekend all month.
That's right. It's finally St. Patrick's Day.
Finally.
Feathers Village is hosting a series of activities over the weekend called Celebrate the Green, which includes the Shamrock Shuffle, a leprechaun hunt, music, special retail promotions, and more. And yes, they have events on the actual St. Patrick's Day, which is Sunday, March 17th.
This things to do list is very helpful. Thank you so much. Where can we find out more about things to do?
We will have all the info on this week's events and more, including what restaurants are participating in King of Prussia Restaurant Week. I think you might be surprised. And where you can get pancakes and booze together.
Together. In one short stack. What a combination. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Jennifer.